October 12th, 2008, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
So, let's get serious now. Was Poe afraid?
This is a serious poem. I didn't mean it to be comical. On these same brick streets of Baltimore tonight, was Poe afraid? Afraid of the fluorescent eyes of dogs, the raven's reflection, the rat's scat through sawdust in Holland's market, the smell of rot and burlap thick as fur, afraid of roaches, disease, of poverty, loud poverty, boom box, crackle crack, whip, poor ponies, pulling carts full of greens up Green Street, overloaded with greed. Afraid of the thick sky over foggy tavern doors on Cross Street, cloud-draped rummage, crimson cloak, threading from the hill down to the curling dark water bay. Afraid of the statues with iron poet capes flowing in formal rap and cast hollow spirits, looking down cold upon those animated who walking and talking past old doorways. Afraid of the wine, the drugs, the vault, of alcoholic shorelines, fractal ragged fault, floating in a dream grave, afraid to yell. Smug disciples repeating versions of hell. The whirl of a wash, a tangled thread, sets an alarm that turns to dread, makes the vision flow instead into creation and how such a grace is fed. Life is a poor host, grabbing guests who came, swirling great pleated sheets, wrapping the stars, leaving streaming party coils to their last cars. Some on twilight's slightly twisted cane. Yeah.
You need more coffee? Water from Pedro Show.
I love to.
We're here at the Love Grotto. Coffee Meister, Brother Matt. Here on the Pleasure Point. Got some kohi. That's how they say it over there. For our guest, Eiko-san, Kobayashi.
Hey, welcome back.
Hello. Konnichiwa.
Yeah. We heard John Coltrane, Selflessness, which I was explaining to her, is different from selfishness, although they sound close.
And it's about shellfish.
Oh yeah, it's sort of like shellfish and jellofish. Anyway, one's kind of a positive, and one is kind of not so positive. Got enough of that. Let's see, Brother Matt, I've been here a week. I've done 3 gigs since tour, coming home. And one of them was a Hellride gig you missed. But then 2 were Second Man gigs, and the first Second Man gigs in 19 months.
Yeah, it was cool. Got you at Harold's, that was very cool. And then over at Alex's the other night, that was very cool.
In Long
cool.
Beach, which wasn't too far from the Hellride gig at D. Piazza. So it's great to have gigs close.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, no problem. Now, 20 blocks away is Harold's for you.
Yeah, that's great. That's a cool, nice Harold's little the friendly confines, home turf.
Right. And we were discussing about the vibe. Playing, I mean, they got a toy PA, so that's kind of hurting. But besides that, very strong thing as far as local Pedro people coming together. And there was out-of-towners, too, and I was digging on the fact that they got to check out our town, because some ways Pedro may be a little slower to get what's happening. Yeah, like punk gigs, finally, at the biker bar. But, we are, I think there's a genuineness no front kind of thing people might dig on. And they might be kind of scared because, I know Pedro's had kind of a rough town reputation and a biker bar in Pedro, well, maybe even rougher, maybe. But then they come in there and then it's a good time. And there was all different kinds of people.
Yeah, all ages.
Because there's regulars there, too, that are there when they ain't punk shows. I think the bar opened in 1953 by Harold.
Harold Hellspot.
Right. And so, I mean, it's almost an institution in Pedro here. Or it is. Not almost. But it sure is neat to get to play there. And then, 20 blocks for you, and it's got to be even closer for me.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, I've walked a couple times 15. Down there.
Really, you loved it. And then Alex's is kind of, and it's a cool pad,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, very great.
And he's got a good PA happening now.
Yeah, that's a cool spot, cool crowd.
Yeah. Again, maybe a little more some Long Beach State people, a little bit, but still a big diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but Long Beach scene is kind of cool because it's different.
That's why
it's not
very
diversified. It's not LA or Hollywood.
I think maybe some OCs were there. There was two skaters, right, talking to us, them cats with the long hair, those young guys. The guy was telling me about, he's part of a team, skating in Montana, Missoula, and skating in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Yeah, he said some kid made a deck out of linoleum and some kind of cobbled together trucks and just wants to skate. And yeah, it was. He's very cool people, but he was OC. Actually, he's from Oakland, like East Bay, but just ended up living there. And he says, "Yeah, man, people, you just say OC, and there's like a shift of the eyes." And, so I don't know it. I didn't grow up there. I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I just happened to live there in City Orange. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, in Orange Curry.
But he was very cool, full-on skater, man. And just the empowerment of bringing it to, like, one of them Montana's skate thing was on a reservation with Indian cats.
Cool.
And, and this other one in Afghanistan. I mean, for him, you know, that's how he's touring, how he's working different places.
That's bitching, and skating is getting to be like a cross-cultural thing. They open up a new thing.
And you don't need a lot of money, and it's very easy to get your own style going, right?
Yeah.
You can prack almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wellington just got a new skate plaza.
Right. And we've got this park doing yet another benefit. Andy Harris, the man who really got that going, a longshoreman, just did another pour, he told me.
Yeah.
So, much respect. You know, in fact, this cat knew of him. Andy's got a big rep around, but he don't try. You know him; he's a humble guy. But so to give cats, because it is illegal in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. That's cool how those guys just didn't let that stop them, and they end up working the system to get it all legit, and they did it themselves, and it's bitching. And that's why people know about it, because it's the spot to go to.
This cat was telling me about a team that came from, I think they were Osaka Cats, and they were, you know, this guy still, like, there was a pool out there that a house got foreclosed. Oh, very unusual this time in the country, right? So he just drained it and they bombed it. And these cats on this team from Osaka, very combate, very intense. He said, "You want us to do that?" You know, like straight down the deep end of the.
Girl
just, wail on it. Huh? On this handrail? Yeah. And just going for it. And these guys are learning from videos, you know.
First time they actually got to fall in.
And, not a lot of pools in Nihon. People don't have many swimming pools in their backyards.
I don't know.
What an epic day for
them. Do you know anybody in your land with swimming pool in the backyard?
Maybe. No. I don't know.
But it's kind of common in California.
Mm.
And so, it's not being used. I mean, this is what Tony Alva did 30 years ago. And you just use them like a little skate thing, you know what I'm saying? And so this cat was telling me, I mean, this is all the years later, but the tradition continues. God, I wish I could remember his name. But Long Beach and Alex's, they got a diverse scene. They didn't have as many older people as
Harold's, yeah.
Harold's had some dudes.
Yeah, it was a wide span. That was cool.
Yeah. And everybody give up. And you know what? I mean, it was Second Man, but the two bands played with us were out of towners. One was from El Paso. Zaire Marquis, I think. Zaire, with the, sorry, with a Z. And two of the cats, the drummy and bass, the brothers Omar from At the Drive-In and Mars Volta.
Oh.
Yeah. Great band. In a kind of instrumental trip. And then the other band was Ike's band. What was their name?
I forgot.
The Immoral... Unmoral Agents, something, Free Moral Agents?
Yes.
Yeah, Free Moral Agents. And singer lady was...
Half Japanese.
Half, yeah, yeah. But they were Long Beach. They were all Long Beach. And really good band. I know you had to duck out after the Second Man, so you didn't get to see those bands. But they were trippy. Each had their own music. And... Ike plays keys for Mars Volta, so
oh,
there's
cool.
a connect between them two uh-huh. bands. I think they were torn with each other, is that right? Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I met Ike a while ago, and God, his brother was there, and his bass player. I have to talk with him. Their bass player was good. The bass player in the El Paso band was good. Everybody was good, man. That was a smoking gig. Now, the... Alex's gig, I think it was Vince, the Longshoreman Cat, Tijuana Knife Fight. They were good. And then Youth Brigade.
Yeah, yeah, they were cool.
From the old days.
Yeah.
And then I think Friends of Theirs was doing like kind of a bluegrass trip or
yeah.
hillbilly.
There was some bluegrass thrown in there.
Kind of a jug band. Yeah. So... a lot. Now, last night, me and Anko-san went to Sunland, and Tony 19, or Tony Kinman, he's Tony 19 many years ago. He was bass player for the Dills.
Okay.
Dills was a huge band for the Minutemen. Love that band. And Tony's got a new band with his wife. What's her name? She has a stage name. Wedge. Now, Wedge is on bass. Tone kind of did a trader trip and is on the guitar in this band called Los Trendy. And we're playing out kind of cold. It's outside up against the hills. The pad's all, instead of a fence of wire, it's a fence of cactus. Got planted
it's
cactuses.
Organic, huh?
So we had to build a fire. I think it was broken off. Rungs of a wooden ladder and like, everything got fed into the keep it kind of a little warm and it's some Tai Chow and Los Trendy played. I think they're going to play a Glendale club called The Scene on the 24th, but I think this was the warm-up gig. I think it was the first gig. And tiny amps. Tiny drum set, huh? That drum set, I mean, the kick drum was like, you know, maybe a foot and a half diameter. It was toy. And the PA, you know, we're talking like this, these size. Yeah.
Children's size.
It's like a 5-inch, it's a 2-way, but 5-inch woofer, and they were up on stands. And the guitar, and what I told Tony later was, like, we played this big festival, the Stooges played in Ireland at the Electric Picnic. And after we played, the Go Team played, and they were in this tent, and I went in there. And it sounded like this. It was so tight. It sounded like somebody dropped, well, maybe not as small. Small was last. She said. Like somebody dropped their iPod. And, you know, the earbuds?
Uh-huh.
Like we're all like huddled around, standing over the earbuds trying to hear the band. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. I mean, this shit was tiny. You could totally talk over this. So we told Tony after the gig. Bone Funk?
Yeah.
Bob Stowers was there too, and Tony was kind of embarrassed.
Hey, Shani.
Shani?
Hey, Shani.
She coming down?
Good, you're on the What from Pedro show.
Yeah, put her on the mic. Put her on the talk part.
We're just starting the first hour.
Put her on the mic there, let her share.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, be safe.
We'll see you soon.
Here, let's play some Lost Train.
Cool.
Watch the Pedro.
since I'm not here to roll with that. Oh yeah, well, you might keep swearing to the thought of all when we get gone, the hopes that they will one day get. Soon come day, sure be the same.
美味しい。
Watt from Pedro Show. Sorry, Brother Matt brought on some almonds with wasabi.
They're killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Where'd you find that, Brother Matt?
In the almond section of my favorite market, I guess.
Yeah?
Just up the street.
Pedro.
Yeah.
Happened. Nihon influence on Pedro. We just heard Banker's Wife by Matt Jones and the Plumstones.
Yeah.
Straight out of Northampton, Massachusetts. And before that, something from England. But I got this CD in the mail from Japan, because that's where the label that put it out. A band called Now, and a tune called Relive the Food. Big mouth. And a band from Pennsylvania called, I think Northeast Pennsylvania, called the Clubber Lang Gang. And a tune called Keep Searching. These are some cats who had me play a bass on one of their songs. They just sent me a song, hey, what?
Oh, cool.
It's a big, put a big bass solo on it. But it was beautiful music, actually. It was just guitar, singing, and synthesizer. No drums. Mm-hmm. It's kind of trippy. I got to meet the singer man, big cat named John. He came to that poem reading that me and Charlie did in Philadelphia. Really, really nice man. And we started off with Wide Awake by Los Trendy, Tony 19's new band. And that was good seeing him play last night. Let's see, after the skate park thing Friday, I can't remember when the next gig. Oh, there's another Herald's gig on the 21st of October.
That's like Tuesday?
A lot of second men gigs. Is it? Yeah, it's a Tuesday, 21st. And then November 1st. Of course, but the reason I'm doing a lot of these gigs is we haven't played in a long time, and the people at Bass Player Magazine have an event called Bass Player Live. It's a bunch of clinics and talking about bass and stuff. They're going to give me a Lifetime Achievement Award, so they asked for the second man to play with me, and since it's been 19 months, I thought, why don't you do some gigs ahead of time? Because pracking the prac pad's one thing, but playing in front of other people, that's a real prac.
For just a couple gigs, you guys are sounding really good.
Yeah, I came back. I love their hustle. They play with a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Raul and Tom with Missing Men. I'm very fortunate both bands. Raul goes on tour Wednesday.
Yeah, it was cool seeing him.
I think Killer Dreamer. I think it's a 2 month or
wow.
or something. Raul was at the Alex's too. And he said they're going to be out for a while. Hook up with Todd Cagliere, he's going to have a tour coming apart with them. Mm-hmm. And hopefully beat the winter weather, Cali guys. You don't want to be out there too long. It's neat, too, the way I got these two trios, and they're not competitive with each other. Yeah, they're nice guys to each mm-hmm. other.
Yeah, it's cool. Raw
like
go
everybody
out.
Everybody should be.
See Raw go out, help tune up Jerry's drums and
that's
stuff.
That's right.
Start. Yeah, good dudes.
Not like people should be competing for.
Yeah, cooperate.
Watts affections, attentions. But they're great because they all have their own style. They're living their own world musically, mm-hmm. so there's nothing to be insecure about. The only thing that's kind of the same is the bass player.
As the old wise dude says, that the competition is natural to the ignorant and cooperation is natural to the wise.
And then no wise one said that. Thank you, Bong Fong. Oh, a different guy.
You. Hello.
His brother Matt has to leave us for a moment. So maybe it's time for some music. What from Pedro's show?
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Boris with the Bell Tower of a Sign, and we reached the end of the first hour of the October 12, 2008 Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. October 12, 2008, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. We'll see you.
From Pedro Show. Started the second hour out there with The Dawn by Devin Hoff from his solo album called Solo Bass. We like
Devin Hoff jams.
And of course he's a bass player in the Dallas Klein Singers. And told me he's embarking on some other projects. Had just had to quit one because of boss is an asshole issue kind of thing. Or something like that. To that effect. If I didn't misconstrue it. And
yeah,
then we heard
bow,
right?
Use a bow, right? Sometimes.
He uses bow.
Yeah.
Arco, they say. Or pizzicato with the fingers. I've learned some words. Then we heard Bob Mould, I think from last month at the Altamar party, with New Day Rising. Notice the link, The Dawn, the New Day Rising. And then, of course, Why Are You Lying to Your Therapist by Chuka Honda. The man I was telling you about, the Stooges playing in New York City back in August.
Mm-hmm.
And Mishuka came to the gig. Now, you know, she's been a guest on the show. She's kind of a refined lady. But she went off at this gig. She told me after the gig, you know, I've been playing all this music, all this pussy music, man. I want to be rocking. So,
right on.
And she said she had a sore neck and throwing her head around and dancing on the tables. And I said, yeah, and Dougie Bell was there. And he said, yeah, and she was going on. And I took him, you know, Dougie played with Ig for, I don't know, 8 years or something. Maybe more. But it was a while ago. Maybe 15 years ago. I don't remember. But they hadn't talked since, so I brought him back stage after the gig, man. And Ig was so glad to see them both. Dougie, cool. You know, Dougie's doing much better. He was kind of hurt. And anyway, after, you know, I was talking to her. I was saying, you know, it's strange. You don't know anything about much about Nels, but he knows all about you and your music. And man, I'll bring him here. We'll I'll write you four songs, and we'll get Dougie. So all four of us, and I'll write a song for each person. And I'll make sure they're rocking. So in the spring, we're going to do this. Nels has got an apartment now in Brooklyn. So when he's out there, I'll come on out there and I'll record with Dougie and Shuka. Something rocking.
Cool.
And a song after each one. I have one Nels called Nels, one called Dougie, one called Watt, one called Shuka.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. So it should be interesting. But what's very interesting right now... is it time for you?
Oh, man. Cool.
In the spin cycle, brother Matt.
Pretty cool. Thanks.
Take it.
Thing that moves within us, we call it skein-skein. See, we call it skein-skein. Something holy that moves within you. Each thing comes and each thing goes. Everything comes and goes. We come and go. We're but one part of creation. And each part of creation breathes and thinks and functions. Just as we do. We're not special, we're not superior. We are that part of creation that is animated, and so we act it out, don't we? You'll always be a human being. That's how you were created. Think of the luck to be a rock. We are in the midst of the red and blue days, ceremony and ritual designed 1,000 years ago for this time. For this time to come, maybe is what we're about. Maybe it's what this place is about. The ritual and the ceremony that goes on here and bringing you up to speed, bringing you to this moment in time, moment to moment, breath to breath. Maybe that is the ceremony that's been designed. And maybe that is the ritual that is required to bring you into the present, take you out of the past and say, hey, come on, be accountable for your life. Get your shit together and let's go on with this. Let's meet these challenges as they come. And if we meet them as a community, or if we meet them as a group, or if we meet them as a family, or if we meet them by ourselves, if we are alone, we are not alone. Because God is with us with each and every breath. And what better person than God could you have to watch your back?
liberal man means conservative man. Conservative man wears his nip on the skin. Liberal man has to explain to him and keeps his shirt buttoned up and his sleeves rolled down. Conservative man greets liberal man with the well-reversed horse cold stare. Liberal man replies by issuing forth horseshoe. Conservative man retaliates by taking his concrete reality of the situation and lodging it like a wedge right between both sides of liberal man's brain. Liberal man is caught off guard by this apparent non-abstraction. There is one full moment of confusion. Liberal man becomes conservative man. Conservative man becomes liberal man. War is declared. Liberal man cheats and calls for reinforcements. Conservative man is set upon by a mob of liberal men. Said mob then turns on liberal man and rebounds to the
together in silence.
Disagree with the president. We think the Iraq war is a mess. We think vote suppression is a crime. We think tax cuts for the rich are a bad idea. We think business doesn't know best. And we think dissent is an American value. This country was born because people question authority. It's as American as apple pie.
really is a revolution. Still depends. We are talking about a society in which there will be no roles other than those chosen or those earned. We are really talking about humanism. It really is a revolution.
almost here.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea. A new world order.
Upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the new age, because there's a seeker born every minute.
divide and conquer. That is one of the tools that they use against us. The more factions they can divide us up into so that we fight and bicker at each other, the easier it is for them to go about their business manipulating us right into wherever pocket they want us to be manipulated into. And we don't even know what's happening.
They just fade away.
For Pedro Show. Thank you so much, Brother Matt.
Cool. Thank you.
For your spin cyclage. What prompted you to take that route?
It just seems like a lot of stuff is going on, so.
Speaking of stuff going on, Shani came and joined us.
Hey, Shani. Hello. You're welcome.
Aloha.
Here, give.
Am I not close enough?
To you. Well, you got to turn it towards the echo sign. Get next to her.
Okay.
Sit next to her.
And I won't clank on the table.
Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
There you go.
Cheers again.
So, Shani, you went and saw the Second Man gigs.
Yes. Unreal. Friday night especially. Alex is something really super on fire there. Harold's was good, too. Both shows were great. Friday was just different.
You've seen Second Man before?
Yes.
It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Since we played, I think, 19 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's good to play with Pete and Jer again. What you think of Jer's haircut?
I think he had it that way the last time I saw him. Shaved head.
You couldn't tell the first time because that hat looked like it was sewn on. Wouldn't look up either. That's how he got lost a few times. So I asked him to more eyes. So at Alex's, the Dodger cap wasn't even on the cabasa. No sombrero. But you could hear Pete, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And I did see you do the, like, thumbs up to the dude, the sound guy.
No, it wasn't thumbs up. It was like, turn it up.
Turn it up. No, I know. Turn it up. And,
he's got a thumbs down until he got that going. It's hard to know from the stage. But when I ask people, I should do that probably after the first song.
Yeah, have a few spotters out there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Because it's bunk, it's a trio. Mm. You know, it's not one guy miming and two guys making sound. But for some reason, I've noticed this always. I've had the Second Men now since 5 years, maybe. And always a problem with getting sound men to have the organ up there. Maybe because they're working all night and that sound is just grating on them. But for me, the sound of a Hammond B3 is righteous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait, people are going to do this cool.
You know, I think it's great, not grating. And so, also, I write the songs kind of like for three cats, and not two. We're going to do a Helios Creed tribute. I think Mystery Train, that song. Got to play gigs with Helios back in the fire hose days. We were talking, you came in late, but we were talking about the vibe at Harold's and the vibe at Alex's and how we were digging on it. There's a whole bunch of different kinds of people at those gigs.
Mm-hmm.
More, I think more mixed up than the older days.
Definitely.
Or not older days, but mid-older. Because the real old days was really mixed up, too. So maybe we're returning to that. Not so homogenous. More reflective of true humanity.
Yes.
Just get a little taste of the neighborhoods and the zones that you're going to. It's cool to get out of your neighborhood and check out some different stuff in somebody else's zone.
Especially closer zones.
Yeah.
Harold, it seemed like the crowd was a little younger.
Oh, we thought the opposite.
You did? I don't know, because maybe it's because I'm not a Pedro local, but former Long Beach local, so you know more of the faces there. Maybe they just look younger in Pedro. I don't know.
Pedro, but, a lot of the regulars were there and older guys.
Yeah, over on the side, but it seemed like, I don't know, they come to follow you, you know, like you have...
I think some of them cats are there when they're eight man's playing.
Yeah, probably.
That's why I call them regulars. You know what I mean? They're just tripping on, whoa, look what rolled into here.
This is going on tonight.
What was the Long Beach band? Free Moral Agents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know the name of the other band? Was Zakaire Marquis or something?
I didn't stay.
Well, they played before Free Moral Agents.
Oh, okay. I missed them.
Probably missed both of them.
I did. I had to leave. I had to go home. I left early after your set was done.
They were great bands. I've already said that. I don't want to repeat myself. They deserve it. They were great bands.
Mm-hmm. Mendy's got a beautiful voice.
Who was the band that played before us at Alex's? They wore them little two-tone hats.
don't know. On the bill, it said the revolt.
Revolt?
Revolt, V-O-L-T.
Damn.
But I didn't see them. I got there right before you guys got on.
Well, that's what they played before us.
I know, but in between.
And Vince's band played.
Do you want a knife fight?
Getting in the local gig scene is... All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
That old man Markley, that bluegrass, country bluegrass, they were good.
Yeah, that was cool.
They had...
You ever seen music flavor like that Echo song? Mm-hmm.
The bluegrass, remember the 11-piece after?
Yeah.
You've seen that kind of music before?
Yes.
You got it in Japan?
I don't remember.
Maybe someone on tour?
Yes.
Yeah. We were talking about
a time ago.
Yeah,
we saw Bill Monroe. He was cool, king of
blues. Yeah, he was the mandolin man.
Yeah,
there was a bluegrass festival last weekend in San Francisco at the Golden Gate Park. Dirk went up there.
Oh, cool.
Came back all sick.
Aw.
Yeah, because he was supposed to be at Harold's. Sickness hit. I feel bad for him.
So he plays there a lot, doesn't he, his band?
With,
he's the drummer?
Yeah, what's his name?
Scott, yeah.
On guitar. They had different bass players. I can't remember their name. Yeah. I think it was just cool to be part of something like that. Come in there, and, there was a cat there my age, talking about Blue Oyster Cult. He's seen Blue Oyster Cult a lot of times. So we started off the set with the red and the black, you know, and he's all happy. Yeah, I like. That was funny. Yeah, let's play some Blue Oyster Cult.
With the rock and roll, beat down.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was a live version of Cities on Flames with Rock and Roll by the Blue Oyster Cult. I think from maybe 24 years ago. And Albert singing, the drummer. So much respect to Albert. Damn, what was that cat's name? I don't know. I forgot it. But man, he was into the... You know, because the three of them still tour. But anyway, we reached the end of the second hour. The Watt from Pedro Show, October 12, 2008 edition. Hold tight for hour three. October 12, 2008. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Потішу гонці чи ладінь. 지 나의 버티지 파리우
DJ party.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. One of the DJ, he's from England. He was a baka. Baka means stupid. he didn't help us. We have many DJs, people had 45 minutes, but open time is late, so the time was shorter,
mm-hmm.
and he was angry for me.
Oh.
But
not your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was angry for me, so I was angry to him.
Oh.
A fight, kind of fight.
Oh.
And he said kind of shit in English, and I said in Japanese.
Oh. Well, that would be good to see.
But we understand.
Yeah. You knew. You could have said anything in any language and you would know. Yeah.
Yeah, and he speaks Japanese very well, so.
Oh, he knew. Oh.
All right, I should tell people what we just played. We start off the third hour with Posto Yari by Problematic, a Serbian band, and Disciplina Kičma, which was an earlier version of Disciplina Kičma, a Koya's band in Belgrade, with Iza Nine Berda. I didn't fuck that up. There's no vowel.
Oh.
B-R-D-A. How would you say it, Brother Matt?
Berda.
Okay. And then from a Czechoslovakian band, the old days of Czechoslovakia. The Plastic People of the Universe with Spatna Vek. It's probably Vetch. Who knows? Right, with them little deep things over the sea. And then we heard Jim O'Rourke with Darren Gray, Chris Corsano, and a record they just put out. Jim just gave me this. It's called I don't know, would you say that? About the ears? Where are the ears? Mio de Disica.
Mini Doko Deska.
Yeah, right. And Rezan.
Oso Rezan.
Right. In which, you know what that means?
I don't know.
Yeah, but the other one's probably Where Are Your Ears? Where are the ears? Mimi's are ears, right?
Yes.
And Doko Deska, where?
Mm.
Yeah, so. Ears, where? Where are ears?
Where are your ears?
Where are your ears? Yeah, because they don't do your. They don't do the pronouns a lot. So it's, yeah. Rourke said that was kind of tricky. But anyway, the song was called Form a Collapse If a Collapse Should Occur, which is, I guess, what's happening with the money game right now. My mother's all upset. I mean, for good reason. She said, Michael Watt, what do?
She's not alone.
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't know what to do. She wanted to go to the bank and take out all the money. And I said, where are you going to put it, Ma? I'll put it under the bed. I said, you know, with our luck, somebody's going to break into your pad and steal all your money. And she goes, well, at least that way somebody worked for it.
Oh, wow. Good attitude.
And the other pricks have been just stealing money.
I'm trading them in for a Merrill soon.
I don't know, but it's trippy time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the solution is these people screwed up with the monies. And so the plan is to give them more monies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how it works.
Because they know how to handle it really well.
Yeah, they're taking vacations now to celebrate.
Thank you. greatness, see there will be avenues for greatness and for creativity. Understanding that our differences are dark like the sheep. Decorating the alleys and the brooding of the streets. And our dreams.
That's it. Thanks.
Number one in the queue, and away you are forever.
just heard Song for Baghdad by Steve McKay and the Blue Prostitutes. Steve McKay, the sax man for the Stooges. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe December or late November or sometime he wants me to record with him and a cat he used to play with in Ann Arbor days named Marco. They had a band called Carnal Kitchen, and he's putting together an album of different sessions. And I've done a couple, and I'll do as many as he wants because I love them. Then we heard a Dutch band before that called The X. Old band around a long time. And a song called Waiting. And before that, a tune called In Our Dreams, What's in Store by a band called Psychedelic Horse Shit. And we started off Black Moth Super Rainbow doing Changing You All. Now, not the Black Moth Super Rainbow, but the other three tunes came from this live in the WFMU studios Mr. McKay gave me. And Brian Turner and all those good cats there. That's a great station. You can get it on the web. Even though somewhere in New Jersey. I can't remember the town. I wonder if it says here. Yeah, Jersey City. Stupid fucker, what? Yeah, the record's called Where's the Beat? They got a lot of good stuff on here. And it's a great station. You listen to them. Of course, WFMU.org. And check them out. Probably a lot of you have. I played live on there once, I think, with my second band. Or was it Missing Man? It was somebody. But I did it on the air.
Is it a college station or non-commercial station?
Yeah, it used to be. It's non-commercial. It's great. Great thing here. And let's play some... I never played the last part of that Endless Contortionist Exit 2, so we'll do that. And then something from Sandu, Bob from Pedro Show.
Why, Too much of the devil in you. It's, you know.
Thank you.
avoid the war and always rebellious to the goodness. He yearned to carve out his own musical identity.
Has discovered it has sort of teenage hit, kind of a new fangled rhythm. And he doesn't want to do it. He wants to sit on a stool and smoke a cigarette and be cool. Even when he capitulates, he does it with a kind of a defiant honesty that will be his hallmark throughout his career.
He wanted to do things his way, first of all. What he thought was the right road to take for his career.
The true recording artist, in that he was happy in the studio because he could control the environment. He had performance anxiety.
You just stand there and just watch him on the side of the stage. And even in not knowing how to dance, it was so beautiful. How can you not know how beautiful you are?
She called me up. She said, Guess what? I said, what?
That's the crowd that people love to hear from him. And I think that's what made it really work, because it's just
Watt from Pedro show. Last segment was Ashita Movement Part 2. Something live from an Endless Contortionist, Exit Another. I've played all four parts now. I think three were in a row, but finally the fourth. And then New Idea by Sam Duke. I want to thank you for coming by, Shawnee.
Thank you for the invitation.
Because,
thank you.
Brother Matt, for always, cool. You're aiding and abetting me when I'm here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point. Cool. And buddy, this has been October 12, 2008 edition of Watt from Pedro show. Probably next week.
Yeah.
Till then, keep your powder dry.